Annually in America, November-December is our health insurance enrollment change period. This includes those already on Medicare and those enrolling for the first time. Hint, to people born in 1958 and 1959. Greetings again, I'm Adam Morgan. We regularly hear the stories of how complex or involved the Medicare program can be. However, there is assistance available to you that's free, so your eyes won't totally glaze over when reviewing that 3/4-inch thick Medicare book from the Centers for Medicare Services. Support and assistance via the special presentation of Medicare Mondays, along with other key information for older adults, is available from the organization Senior Answers, the Colorado Gerontological Society, which also presents the annual Salute to Seniors. On this edition, we check out the insights to Medicare and its new changes with the Executive Director of the Colorado Gerontological Society, Ms. Eileen Doherty.
Medicare is basically your health insurance after you are either no longer employed and have health insurance through your company, or if you are in the healthcare system, the Connect for Health, what some people sometimes call Obamacare. So as you turn 65, you will want to enroll in Medicare. If you are already receiving Social Security, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare. If you're not receiving your Social Security, and we're seeing more and more baby boomers who are moving the date to take Social Security back to the full retirement age, which is almost 67 years. And a lot of people are actually waiting until they're 70 for the purpose of basically getting the additional Social Security. So if you hold off taking Social Security until you're age 70 rather than at 65, there's about a 32% increase in your monthly benefit.
Yeah.
And as we're looking at people's income and people and the rising prices, we as an agency are really encouraging people to work until they're 70, if at all possible, to get that increase in their Social Security. So, Medicare basically becomes your health insurance and, of course, is relatively complicated.
Okay. Two questions about that real quick. If they wait until 70, isn't there a penalty for not signing up for Medicare when they're 65?
You should sign up for Medicare, just not take your Social Security.
Right. Okay. All right. Two different things there. And the other thing you said about Connect for Health. If you're on Connect for Health and you hit 65, can you stay on Connect for Health or should you switch over to Medicare at that point?
You have to switch over to Medicare.
Okay.
You cannot stay in Connect for Health once you turn 65.
Ah, all right. That is very, very important for people to know. How many parts are there to Medicare? We've heard how convoluted it can be. Or is it really straightforward? It's just detailed, and most Americans don't want to read the fine print.
Well, there are four parts to Medicare, and it's actually relatively complicated. Reading the fine print just adds to a better understanding of it, but it's still very complicated.
Yeah.
So we try to make it as simple as possible, but nothing's simple in the world of Medicare.
Parts of it then, it pays for hospital insurance? Is that one of them? And medical insurance? Or is there a difference between the two there?
So Medicare Part A is hospital insurance.
Okay.
And it pays for four things. Pay for hospital care, all but the Part A deductible, which we just got the new figures yesterday, will be $1,632 per benefit period. It pays for skilled rehab if you have been in a hospital for 3 days, three midnights. It will pay for skilled home care after a three-day hospital stay and it pays for hospice care.
Ah, okay. So if you're getting, let's take them backwards from when you said that. If you're getting home care after a hospital stay, then they will support that and pay for that after the $1,600 deductible.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, you need skilled care. So you need to have therapy. If you have like heart conditions, mm-hmm. if you have need diabetic teaching, if you've had like a hip replacement, those are the kinds of things that it'll pay for limited home care with a nurse and or therapist coming to your house for some period of time.
Yeah, we're talking about trained people there, not another family member just kind of helping out.
Correct.
Okay, regarding medical insurance, are there things that the Medicare does not cover, or they can pretty much go to whatever doctor they want and get regular checkups done, that kind of thing? Maybe dental, eyes, does it cover that still, or is there a difference there as well?
So if you are enrolling in Original Medicare, which is Part B, or medical insurance, Medicare covers 80% of the cost of medical care. So you have a 20% out of pocket. And the kinds of things that are covered under Part B are things like doctor's visits, specialist visits, emergency rooms, ambulances, labs, x-rays, oxygen, wheelchairs, hospital beds, MRIs, outpatient care in a facility, emergency room. So it's basically everything but hospital care and not drugs.
And this is still...
Now, Medicare Part B, if you're in Original Medicare, does not cover vision, hearing, or dental unless you need cataract surgery. Then it will cover cataract surgery, and it'll cover one pair of glasses after cataract surgery.
And
but if you just need new glasses, Medicare does not cover that.
And all this is still after the $1,600 deductible?
Well, that's for Part A.
Oh, that's just for Part A. Part B doesn't have a
Part
deductible?
Part B has its own deductible.
Oh.
And that one will be $240 in 2024.
That's a lot more reasonable.
Yeah. Now, most people who have Original Medicare will then have a Medicare supplement, which, depending on which Medicare supplement you purchase, most of them will cover both the part, will cover the Part A deductible. None of the Medicare supplements that are sold in today's market will pay for the Part B deductible because Congress has now made it illegal for any insurance company to cover the Part B deductible since 2020.
Really?
If you had coverage and stayed with the coverage you had for a Part B deductible before 2020, you could some people elected to continue to keep it, and so theirs is covered. Some people switched coverages in Medicare supplements after 2020. So, for example, I switched. I had a Plan F before 2020, and then I switched to a Plan G, which pays for everything except my Part B deductible.
Now, these are supplements, then, you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, this isn't a Medicare Advantage. These are supplements to regular Medicare that the
right.
cost for the supplements will come out of your Social Security check the same way regular Medicare does.
Or you can just pay a premium, just pay the monthly premium.
Ah, okay. How many of these supplements does Medicare have, or is that a credible question to even ask?
Well, so there's two pieces, and then the both Medicare Advantage plans and the Medicare supplements sell plans. So there are 8 different types of Medicare supplements. There's a plan A, a B, a D, a G, and a K, L, M, and N.
Oh, boy.
All the letters in between there, you might find people who have those, but none of those can be sold anymore.
Hmm.
Plan G at this point is the most comprehensive in that it'll pay the Part A deductible, the $1,632. It will pay all of the 20% that Medicare doesn't pay under Part B, except the $240 Part B deductible.
All right. So by going to the Medicare Mondays, that's what you're going to help people that attend probably determine what their needs for Medicare is going to be, not only those who are maybe registering for the first time, but also those who currently have Medicare. What's the best advantage to them to switch or change, so they can learn that by going to Medicare Mondays?
Right. And there'll be 2 sessions with 2024 changes and kind of updates on Zoom, one on October the 16th and another on October the 30th. Both of those will be at 9:30 in the morning. And then we've got some Medicare in-person events.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be, like, there's one in North Glen, one in Alamosa, one in Centennial, one in Fort Collins, one in Greeley, Littleton, Denver, a second one in Littleton, Aurora, and Montrose.
Right.
And we may have one in Glenwood Springs.
So they can go to the Senior Answers website to find out where you're going to be having them, what days and what times.
Yes. In addition to that, there will be 2 sessions specifically directed at people who are new to Medicare. And one of those will be on, and those will be on Zoom. One will be October the 16th at 1:30. And one will be October the 30th at 6:30 in the evening, trying to help those individuals who are still in the workplace.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a series of what we're calling Wednesday Lunch and Learns. And they'll be from 12 to noon. And there'll be one on October the 25th, which will go more into depth on how to choose a prescription drug plan. The second one will be on November 1, and it will look at the difference between the Medicare supplement and the Medicare Advantage. And then November 8th, we're just going to talk generically about Medicare benefits, like home care and nursing homes.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know about the benefits side of it, do they?
Right. And then the last one of those will be on November the 15th. And at this point, I've titled it The Little Things You Need to Know, which we'll talk about a few things, but mostly I see that as a Q&A where people can just get on, and all of those will be on Zoom. So people can just ask questions, and hopefully people will find that format helpful.
Okay. So again, they can find out the information on how to connect on Zoom, etc., by going to senioranswers.org?
Correct.
On this edition, the subject is Medicare, and we're learning where you can receive the information you need to make wise enrollment decisions or changes to your plan. Our guest is Ms. Eileen Doherty, Executive Director of the Colorado Gerontological Society, presenters of Medicare Mondays in October before the enrollment and changes period opens in November. We will continue our conversation with her on our next edition. I'm Adam Morgan. Do keep in touch. And thanks much to you as well for sharing a few moments of your weekend with us.